fighting for America.
The notion that the West is at war with Islam is an ugly lie. And all of us, regardless of our faith, have a responsibility to reject it.
Fighting for Idaho.
They're calling us what we are, Christians. And one by one, we form the strongest bond because it's a bond that is rooted in Jesus Christ. And no matter how much they try to oppose him, they will not prevail.
Fighting for you.
If you mothball some of these assets, you know, it doesn't take long for things to start to deteriorate. That's why we insist that they put another mission in here before they pull the A-10 out.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO.com. Check out our blogs at 580KIDO.com. How to save Gowan Field, what the politicians didn't tell you last week, and what the press didn't report. I've penned that. There's a big picture of an A-10 there. Check that out as we move along. 806, joining us now, our great friend, the G-Man, Grinnell Scott of Fox News Radio. And, you know, I had you on my mind so much that at 6 o'clock, I didn't even look. I just assumed that you would be there, and I called Rachel Sutherland, Grinnell Scott. So,
we've been separated. I don't know where to go with that.
Exactly. I'm so happy to have you on, and you know, she was very kind about that. But I said, you know, Rachel, we've never worked together, and I have Grinnell on my mind. And then she apologized for not being you.
I'll have to thank her for that, but she doesn't have to do that.
Well, you know, I think she was trying to save me, and gosh knows, I need some saving. How you been?
I've been good, sir. How about you?
I've been okay, and you know, I've always. Now, have you ever been to the Mall of America? I haven't.
I have not either. I understand it's massive, and the only trivia fact I know, and I know you're a football fan.
Mm-hmm.
You remember what was on site before they built the Mall of America there?
The old Vikings Stadium?
You're absolutely correct. The old Metropolitan Stadium.
Replaced by the Metrodome, replaced by something else now, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
So I guess we won't be going there because now ISIS wants to shop.
Well, and that's one thing that if you saw the Sunday shows yesterday, Jay Johnson, the director, Secretary of Homeland Security, said, you know what, we don't want people to not go to the mall because of this threat. There is no credible threat or no credible situations they can find surrounding this threat right at the moment. So they don't want people to stop shopping and stop living their lives. But they do want, and here's that phrase again, they want people to be vigilant. They want people to, if they see something, say something. That one little thing they may notice out of the ordinary could be something that stops a terror attack.
Well, and that's the balance. We were talking about this earlier between noticing something that's out of the ordinary and profiling.
Right. And that's the so-called fine line that you have to walk. And I think that's why they're counting on regular, everyday people to be those eyes and ears on the ground when they walk into the Mall of America. And I guess it's more of that common person's touch to look and see something that maybe they didn't notice before, or maybe that just seems a little off at that point, and having them speak up to the authorities so they can investigate it further.
Well, and the challenge, of course, this is a great propaganda victory by ISIS because you have people coming in and out of that region, back and forth to the country, and I know the Department of Homeland Security is worried about that.
And that's true. And here's why this touches a nerve in that area specifically, because the Minneapolis-St. Paul, Bloomington, Minnesota area has the largest concentration of Somali immigrants in that area anywhere in the country. And this group, this Somali group, Al-Shabaab, is urging lone wolf attacks. So, I mean, and those are... Many people say the hardest to stop because there's that one person who walks into a venue where a bunch of people are and sets off an attack, and that may not be because the U.S. is looking for the ISISs. They're looking for Al-Qaeda, but they're not looking perhaps as vehemently for that lone wolf attacker who can walk in and cause a lot of damage.
And we saw what happened with the two brothers in Boston. it's probably impossible to stop a lone wolf if he's the lone wolf, if you will, because no one will know what he's up to.
Exactly. And Jay Johnson, the Secretary of Homeland Security, said that's the new face of terrorism, and that's something that the U.S. and their allies will have to look at going forward. As they have said for a long time, the U.S. and their allies have to be right every time in stopping terrorism. The terrorists only have to be right once, and that is what they're trying to avoid.
Any other suggestions that they've thought about at the Department of Homeland Security, Grinalda, to give us here, except watch who's shopping with you?
Well, really, all they want is for everyone to be vigilant. They don't want – the thing they don't want, and said this in a certain way earlier, they don't want people to sort of stop their life because this terror threat is out there. And that is another indication to the terrorists that they are winning this fight, that they are making Americans and anyone else where they've given these threats, one in Canada, one in England, they're making these folks change their lives simply because they've issued a threat on video, and that's not exactly what they want.
Well, Grinalda, we appreciate it, and you're no Rachel Sutherland.
I will get in touch with her and tell her that you are apologizing again.
I am. You know that I've broken the first rule of broadcasting. You just move on, but I can't. So this is the influence that you have on me. Can you believe it?
Well, I pull the strings. That's what I do.
Thank you, sir.
No problem, Kevin.
Bye bye. All right, Grinalda Scott with us here at 580KIDO. And if you missed it, and you're looking for a laugh, maybe you've got a stressful meeting, go to the podcast at 580KIDO.com, and you can see me try to or hear me try to recover from that one. It is entertaining. All right, we go to John in Meridian with Kevin Miller. Thanks for your patience, John.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, hey, so, thanks for waiting, by the way. Appreciate it.
You betcha. So regarding Liberal Steve's conversation, just a little bit before 7 o'clock, I was on the way to work, and, excuse me, I just want to say that I didn't really know what he'd done with his professional life before that conversation, and if he's been successful, you know, and made an above average income, then that's really interesting, because I'm a conservative, and I would love to have a conversation with Liberal Steve.
Well, you know, you right say that now, enough, and the problem with Liberal Steve is then all of a sudden he tells me he's not going to come back. He tries to do the Liberal Steve Radio Network, and then we don't hear from him for 3 or 4 months. So be careful what you wish for there.
Really? Okay.
And look, he does provoke thought. He's been in the construction business, very thorough about that. I believe he sold a company. He comes off on the air one way, but behind the scenes he's something else. And, you know, I'm sitting there trying to have a conversation about the minimum wage, and he's going on and on about whatever he does.
Yeah. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, I in the last 5 years, I have lost more than one job, let's put it that way, through being laid off, terminated, et cetera, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, you mentioned that you lost a job in Pittsburgh, and as far as the minimum wage goes, it doesn't do any good to raise it because, like you say, prices are going to go up. Small business owners have to decide whether to cut, you know, benefits for their workers, or, you know, they got a whole host of problems, or hire fewer people, cut their hours, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, Tea Party Bob had it exactly right when he said, you know, we need to get rid of the grocery tax, keep the fuel prices low, and operate from a conservative standpoint that way. And so I'd still love to meet Liberal Steve somewhere.
Well, the next time
I think it would be fun.
Next time we have an event, swing in. He usually shows up.
Okay. Well, definitely. I'll keep in contact, and maybe that'll happen.
John, take care.
Okay. You too. Bye bye.
Bye. No, he was a nice guy. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. We go to our own Megan Kelly, Linda from Emmett, and you've met Liberal Steve. There were sparks flying in the room when you met him.
The steam was coming out of his ears.
What would you say to John who wants to meet him? Perception's better than reality? You know, you don't talk long enough, then wait a minute. The sensor's going to go off, and we're going to be off the air, literally. I didn't mean to stump you there, Linda.
Wait a minute, Kevin. What I called about was the raise in the minimum wage, and there's two sides to that. Yes, it'll bring more money for the workers who work at McDonald's or any hamburger place or fast food joint. But what it's also going to do for the people who have got families and the kids are on the WIC program, people who need state assistance, it's going to obliterate that. Absolutely obliterate it. They won't be able to get any help because they, quote unquote, make too much money. So it's a double-edged sword. You know, yes, it sounds good to take the limit up to $10, but it's going to be cutting some people's nose off their face.
Well, let's face it, everything's going to go up. And by the way, are you actually keeping the host on a topic? That you talk about role reversal. I'm sitting here yapping, you're going, hey, Kevin, I want to go back to the topic. I think you've got a future in media.
I was trying to be careful and stay on topic.
Well, God bless you. That makes one of us. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Linda from Emmett laying the smackdown. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. A couple things going on. Did anybody watch the Oscars last night at 580-5436? 580-KIDO. And could we have a greater disconnect between people that we pay? Now, I know what you're going to say. Well, Kevin, what do you mean we pay? Well, we do pay their salaries. Here's the skinny on that. If they don't get people to invest in their movies, if we don't go to them, they'll be out of work. Now, I like the guy that won for playing Stephen Hawking. He was very, very sincere, I thought. And I was rooting for Michael Keaton, even though he looks like a guy that fired me in Birmingham. Well, how many times have I been fired? Well, that'll be for the new bestseller coming out soon. Back to the point of Hollywood representing America. I mean, you got Neil Patrick Harris running around in his Fruit of the Looms. Do we really need to see that? What's the viewer benefit of that? You've got the other guy talking about there's going to be a quota on directors winning because he's a Mexican. Now, you'll have to use that one because I don't have access to it. That's the issue, right? That's the issue at hand. I'd like to see somebody embrace America. How many times was American Sniper under fire for doing what? For sticking up for us. And now we've got ISIS going to the shopping malls? Oof. Coming up next, is it time to negotiate with terrorists? The folks, we're just going to how can I properly tell you what's going to happen here? Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You have the people who have lost loved ones. That young lady by the name of Kayla, you remember her? The aid worker who was killed by ISIS, and now people have said perhaps ISIS even wanted to marry or married her. Well, Kayla Mueller's family has spoken out, and there is an Idaho connection. And the question that we'll ask you at 580-5436, is it time to pay off terrorists? And haven't we done that with the Obama Bergdahl situation? You don't want to miss this one. We'd love to hear from you next. 819, time for traffic now.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, we'll take a look and a listen to some controversial comments concerning Katie Mueller's family. But we do invite you to check out a few things on our website, 580kido.com. Which gun bill do you support? The Senate's version, which, according to Senator Hagedorn, the bill's sponsor, will be revised and then put up before committee one more time. That has the support of the NRA. And then on the other hand, we have the House version, which is an issue involving, support by the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Which one do you support? Let's take a look. You have the House bill, Mr. Bill, or the Senate bill. And currently right now, the House bill with about 92% of the vote, followed by the Senate, followed by Mr. Bill. That's at 580kido.com. Now, earlier on the Today Show, Kayla Mueller's family sat down exclusively with Savannah Guthrie. That's right. And Savannah giving us the She Really Cares vibe, the Mueller family suffering indescribable loss. They've lost this beautiful 26-year-old girl. And in these cases, whether it's a man or a woman, do we revise our policy about negotiating with terrorism? Let's take a listen to what they had to say concerning the process of losing this young lady.
During this time when Kayla was being held, the U.S. traded 5 Taliban prisoners for Bo Bergdahl.
That made the whole situation worse. Mm-hmm. Because that's when the demands got greater, they got larger, they realized that they had something. They realized that, well, if they're going to let 5 people go for one person, why won't they do this or why won't they do that?
And did you personally feel, why is that trade okay, but something similar is not okay for Kayla?
I actually asked the president that question when we were in the White House. Yeah, that was pretty hard, you know, to take.
Yeah, that was pretty hard to take. And it does beg the question at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, on our policy that we don't negotiate with terrorists. And as I've told you on this program for almost 6 years now, we do negotiate with terrorists. We negotiate with terrorists right now, called the country of Iran. They back Hezbollah, Hamas. Yeah, they're battling ISIS, but they've done more to disrupt what goes on in Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan. So ISIS wanted $6.2 million for Kayla Mueller. Now you take a look at this family. They're middle class, hard workers, but $6.2 million, a lot of dollars. You have the Europeans, you have the Japanese, you have other people that have footed the bill, that have paid the ransom. Whether it's the case of Kayla, whether it's the case of James Foley, whether it's the case of anybody, you just pay the ransom. That's really what it comes down to. But notice Savannah Guthrie brought up Bo Bergdahl. And I know a lot of you were very upset. This young man from Haley, Idaho, this young man who many of us wanted to come home, we still wanted him to come home, was traded for 5 Taliban prisoners. Isn't that negotiating with terrorism? Let's listen to this one more time.
During this time when Kayla was being held, the U.S. traded 5 Taliban prisoners for Bo Bergdahl.
That made the whole situation worse. Mm-hmm. Because that's when the demands got greater, they got larger, they realized that they had something. They realized that, well, if they're going to let 5 people go for one person, why won't they do this or why won't they do that?
And did you personally feel, why is that trade okay, but something similar is not okay for Kayla?
I actually asked the president that question when we were in the White House. Yeah, that was pretty hard, you know, to take.
Pat, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Oh, good morning. You're absolutely right. We have been trading with terrorists, and Congress has been rolling over for Obama for 6 years now, and if he does it again, they'll roll over again. This is ridiculous. You know, we've got people in Congress, but the fact that we have statesmen, we don't have any more statesmen. We just have political people hanging around Washington. You know, they roll over for him every time he makes some stupid decision, and he has made so many that, you know, I'm sure that we've all lost count. But this is ridiculous, and you cannot talk to these people. You cannot convince them that they are not right. You cannot convince them that they cannot take over the world, and we'll all be running around in burkas and adhering to their beliefs. He's not anywhere near for democracy as strongly as they are for this caliphate. And it's absolutely ridiculous that we don't have people stepping up and raising bloody hell with him for doing this.
Pat, good call. Thank you very much. We continue on. Eric and Cuna with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, negotiating with terrorists, giving them money, stuff like that. You know, we should think about that a couple of years ago when I remember John McCain and Lindsey Graham took a trip over there to talk to those Syrian freedom fighters. You remember that?
I remember it, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, not too long later, ISIS appeared. And then, Gaddafi, Mubarak, except Egypt is a little smart enough to get control of their country. In fact, I think Hillary and the president are actually indicted on something over there for terrorism with the Muslim Brotherhood. But you know, anyway, those are like several hundred other different stories. You know, so but anyway, yeah, I don't know. You know, we don't know what's going on really. I mean. Everybody knows. I mean, you know, nobody comes out and blatantly says it, but most people just want to go, what's going on with our, mainly the administration?
Right.
Congress, you know, with the Republicans in there, let's hope they do, you know, they stand up for truth. I don't see anything happening. You know, back at the time of Nixon, you know, I mean, some stuff would have happened real fast, you know, a long time ago.
No, great. Yeah, great point. Thank you, Eric. Keep it here. More of your calls next. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
And coming up, more of your phone calls. Pat and Russell, hang on the line. Joining us now, our friend from Fox News Radio, John Decker. Mr. Decker, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Kevin. How are you today?
Well, there are a couple things that are always... Well, you know, I called Rachel Sutherland Grinnell Scott, and I've known Grinnell for years, so I had a little joke with that. So I guess it's a typical Monday.
Well, thanks for calling me John Decker, right? You got that right.
Yes, you've left an impression, but... you know, one thing that isn't a laughing matter, of course, tax time just around the corner, and... Whether it's the penalty for the Affordable Care Act or the president's proposals, people are talking about, you know, how are they going to pay these taxes?
Well, you know, this is the first tax season in which people will be asked for the first time to provide information about their health coverage on their tax returns. It's actually going to be for everybody. There's going to be a special box that people will check. And, you know, it's interesting because thousands of taxpayers with health care coverage through the government's marketplace might have the wrong data on their tax returns. We got this information on Friday, a good time to release this bad information for the Affordable Care Act. If you enrolled for your health insurance through healthcare.gov, you've probably been mailed a form to help you prepare for your tax return, but the federal government says it put the wrong amounts on forms that went out to about 800,000 taxpayers, And so this is a pretty big deal, a little bit of an embarrassment for the Obama administration.
Well, you know, the government's very understanding, particularly the IRS. When you make a mistake, I'm sure they expect us to be just as understanding.
That's right. Well, as you know, you're absolutely right when you say that. Usually the IRS is not so forgiving when taxpayers make a mistake, but this is a mistake that was released to the media, to the White House press corps on Friday. We got that information, and the White House seemed to just sort of scoff it off. They said it's only 800,000 people, only 800,000 taxpayers that we're talking about, not a large amount. But 800,000 is a pretty significant number where I come from.
Indeed it is. Of course, it just adds to the burden of the Affordable Care Act, whether it's continuing to be challenged in Congress, the Supreme Court, and now just with the basic competency of executing it.
Well, this has been a problem from day one with the Affordable Care Act. Of course, all of those problems associated with healthcare.gov, the website, initially, they ultimately got those problems solved. But here, again, it's the first year where you're being asked to provide this information. You rely on the government to give you the correct amount, and 800,000 taxpayers received the wrong amount for them to enter on their tax forms, and now they've been asked to delay filing their taxes, which means a delay possibly in getting their tax returns.
Well, like I said, the government's real understanding, John, when you know, you have an issue or something, you make a mistake, and you don't make that April 15th deadline. I mean, they very rarely penalize people for that.
Well, here's an instance where it's going to be a problem. As you know, people with incomes above the federal poverty level must enroll in coverage or face a penalty. And under the Affordable Care Act, the fee for not having coverage in the 2014 tax year, is $95 a person or 1% of annual household income, whichever is greater. The fee for not having coverage in 2015 is $325 per person, or 2% of household income, whichever is greater. So those fees, those penalties, they rose over the course of this past tax year. They're going to rise again in the year 2016 when you get your tax information for that fiscal year.
Well, let's hope they get it right next year as opposed to this year.
Well, that's the hope, right? But this is not a very good start for the Affordable Care Act. It's not a good thing for those 800,000 taxpayers who will now have to be delayed in terms of receiving their tax refund from the federal government. And as you mentioned, you know, taxpayers don't get a break when they have to file late. They get penalties assessed to them for filing late, and of course interest piling up for filing late. In this particular situation, the federal government doesn't receive any type of penalty. It's just released on a Friday afternoon to the White House press corps, and for those 800,000 taxpayers, it's essentially saying, tough luck, this is the way things go.
And, you know, we're all very understanding, not that this has ever happened, and it won't, but, John, if you'd make a mistake reporting a story for Fox News.
That's exactly right. So this is a situation the White House... I think there is a reason why they released this information on a Friday, and there's a reason why they also said that they're going to have a situation where people will be given an extension to file their information with the healthcare.gov and sign up for healthcare.gov, another extension that's being given out by the Obama administration.
John, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Kevin, have a great day. Thanks a lot.
John Decker joining us from Fox News Radio. We go to Pat in Boise. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. You're with Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. I just was listening. I caught it just before I went to the news, I guess it was, but talking about paying, I'm going to call it ransom because that's what I want to talk about, but negotiating with the terrorists. And as I remember history correctly, Thomas Jefferson took care of that about 200 years ago, when the Muslims were boarding our ships, forcing us to pay ransom or asking us to pay ransom for our sailors, and we stopped it. And that was Muslims in northern Africa, so it seems like it's deja vu to me that we're right back at it, negotiating, being asked to pay ransom. And, you know, 200 years ago, Thomas Jefferson handled it for us.
Well, Barack Obama is no Thomas Jefferson, and for people that are... wondering what we're talking about, here is the family, the Mueller family, explaining, Pat, what you just talked about.
During this time when Kayla was being held, the U.S. traded 5 Taliban prisoners for Bo Bergdahl.
That made the whole situation worse, because that's when the demands got greater, they got larger, they realized that they had something. They realized that, well, if they're going to let 5 people go for one person, why won't they do this or why won't they do that?
And did you personally feel, why is that trade okay, but something similar is not okay for Kayla?
I actually asked the president that question when we were in the White House. Yeah, that was pretty hard, you know, to take.
There you have it.
Exactly, and I think for people to remember that that's where the Marine hymn got their phrase about to destroy the Tripoli was when we decided that we weren't going to do that anymore. And you're right, Barack Obama is not a Thomas Jefferson. They couldn't be more different.
Pat, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Russell in CUNA with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. Good to hear your voice. I'm back in town again.
Well, welcome home.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Earlier when you were, and oftentimes when we hear about Iran, we hear that they're involved clandestinely and all that kind of stuff. I'm just going to tell you my personal experience of that in Iraq, in which there was a what we believe to be a young Iraqi woman on base, because a lot of times the military will have locals come in and give them jobs. And all of a sudden, she was taken off the base. And when I asked about it, come to find out she was actually an Iranian parading herself or passing herself off as an Iraqi, getting information from soldiers on the base. So just wanted to share that with you, let you know that Iran is involved.
Well, and we're negotiating with them. So as someone who has served the military time and time again, isn't it hypocritical to say we don't negotiate with terrorists when we do?
Exactly. And also that they're in there trying to get information from us in any which way that they can. And to, you know, I had a lot of Katyusha rockets fired in on us, and for all we know, she was designating targets. You know, we're not sure. They never completely briefed us, but they had their people in there trying to attack us.
Well, Russell, get some rest. Thank you, sir.
All right, good talking to you.
Our great friend Russell from CUNA. Kevin Miller in the morning. We hope to see him while he's home. Time for traffic.
And back, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
During this time when Kayla was being held, the U.S. traded 5 Taliban prisoners for Bo Bergdahl.
That made the whole situation worse. Because that's when the demands got greater, they got larger, they realized that they had something. They realized that, well, if they're going to let 5 people go for one person, why won't they do this or why won't they do that?
And did you personally feel, why is that trade okay, but something similar is not okay for Kayla?
I actually asked the president that question when we were in the White House. Yeah, that was pretty hard, you know, to take.
Tough call there. The Mueller is talking about their beautiful daughter that is gone. Of course, Mr. Foley and his family gone. The Bo Bergdahl point being made by Savannah Guthrie of the Today Show. Sometimes you wonder as you're sitting there listening to this, do these interviews really help? Does it help that the Mueller family revealed that they were in talks with the terrorist? That the government, this is the Foley family, was prohibited from raising money to save their son, James. They were threatened with treason. They were threatened with imprisonment. They were threatened with everything. So they had to sit by idly and watch their son be killed. Kayla Mueller's family speaking out that, hey, Obama can negotiate for Bo. Why can't we negotiate for Kayla? It's a point, it's a well-meaning point that all of us should look at. And this whole policy that we don't negotiate with terrorists when the administration is trying to cut deals with Iran, the terrorist state sponsor for years, that we try and cut deals with our enemies, the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda, and everybody else. Does this video serve a purpose? I think it empowers ISIS. Does it make the Mueller's feel better? If it does, then it was worth it. But until we understand who we're fighting and why we're fighting them and what they're going to do to us, Mall of America notwithstanding, it's time to end the hypocrisy. And that's a valid point. You can negotiate for Bo. You can't negotiate for anybody else. Something to think about. Kevin Miller in the morning. And Kevin Miller, thanking you all for being here. Hope you'll join us tomorrow. Check out my blog, What the Politicians Won't Tell You About Gowan's Future.
Keep